Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
312-981-7200. Greg Garbota is in. You've brought in.
You're speechless.
I'm like my tongue is
it's so good.
Oh my goodness,
it was so good.
You've brought in turkey. You've brought in prime rib. You've brought in ribs. You've brought in brisket. Now this is paella. You want to explain to our listeners, like the lady next to you, Sarah Leonard, who just found out what paella was, and it's not papaya. You want to explain to our listeners what paella is?
It's a Spanish rice dish. That's what it's known for. It's a Spanish rice dish, and there's proteins on top of it then.
And what made you and your beautiful bride, Christina, decide to go to Spain and then travel to Texas to apprentice with a Spaniard trained owner of a restaurant down in Texas to get into this type of dish?
I just thought this would be really good for our catering aspect of things, and it's a live show, so this looks really nice as a nice presentation.
Yeah.
At your business, we've done it for businesses, we've done it for households, whatever, any type of party.
Well, Ray didn't know that you even existed before today, and she's about ready to take a nap because she had three of your smoked mushrooms.
Yeah.
And that'll put her over, forget about it. She'll be done until Sunday afternoon.
But for catering, like the dish that he brought it in, it's
gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
Fantastic.
For someone to see that presentation and how many people it feeds. I mean, how many people are here that just ate?
Don't ask you to do math.
Well, right.
Okay.
David or I, like, we're out.
Right. Between 300 and 300.
Perfect.
Okay.
And there's still like enough to feed like triple the amount of
people. Yeah, how many people
here
would that normally feed?
That pan feeds around 25, give
yeah
or take 20 to 25 people.
Yeah. I had mentioned, hey, come, you know, bring down 15 because I like to take care of everybody here. And holy smokes, that's a lot of food.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's so delicious.
So what is something like, do you do it by person? Do you do it by the dish?
Yeah,
do you do it by
pan? Person. The pricing depends on, like I said, the proteins, because you can always, hey, I want lobster or lamb chops or something else on there. So, you know.
Did you have a stroke or what's happening to you?
Can you imagine that with lobster, what we just had?
I can't imagine you making
that
sound ever.
I got to call your wife right now.
I don't want to be within 7 miles of the next time you make that
Ray's
sound.
Ray's sitting right next to you and she's blushing from you making that sound.
Because you know that's his sound.
That's his sound.
You know that's his sound.
Wow.
You can't make that sound up.
Lobster.
That was real. That was genuine.
That was real.
Yeah.
We have an attorney confirmation, Ray Kaplan. Okay, so you and your wife went down there.
Yeah.
You spent how many days in Spain?
We spent a week in Spain, and we just went around all of Spain, but then we spent time in Valencia as well, because that's where paella originated from, is Valencia. And then I felt we needed to learn more, so we found a gentleman out of Texas, out of Dallas, who does this full-time, and we went to apprentice with him then.
How many pounds of paella during those 2 week period of time did you and Christina make?
A lot. Because we literally, like in Texas, we didn't, you know, they packed it up and did stuff with it. We made paella after paella. One was done, we made another one. We just kept on making them. Then.
But you can tell. It tastes, I mean, like, first of all, it sounds like it's like a passion project. Like, you really were invested in it, which is amazing. Because it's like a form of artistry when you see it being prepared. It's so nice, but it's also delicious.
It's a fine line between getting the bottom to have that socrete, that's what it's called on the bottom, to get that crust on the bottom.
Yeah, I totally got to get a second helping.
Burning it, too. Yeah. So it's a fine line between that, you know, getting that right, whatever. Like I said, we learned that we didn't have enough oil in this to begin with, and that was one of the problems that we had in the beginning.
Do they switch out the vegetables that are in there, or is it usually... Okay.
It depends. The Valencia ones usually have... So we're using those Italian green beans and peas, but again, it's... This was a peasant food, so it's whatever you had lying around, you go with that.
Sure.
Okay.
And turn it to delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
You are located on just west of Route 53 on Lake Cook Road.
Yes.
And was that Hicks?
Hicks and Northwest Highway. I'm sorry. Hicks and Lake Cook.
Lake Cook Road.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You've only been there a year and a half. I know. It's fine. It's
3 years.
Or 3 years. It's fine.
There's only thousands of people listening to me visit. Yeah.
Where's this? So is paella on the menu in the shop at all times?
It's not yet, but it is. You could call for catering for that as well, for parties and stuff like that. So that's one of the things that we're starting to work on.
And to get on your website or to get on your Instagram and to get on your mailing list?
Yeah, CCKK Kitchen. So it's two C's, two K's, Kitchen. That is our Instagram, and the website is ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com.
One of the best, if not the best, you were rated, voted the best barbecue joint in all of this area?
In Illinois.
In Illinois.
There we go.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a cool title.
That's a pretty cool title.
But you know that it comes and goes because everything is subjective, right? You know, there's certain pizza subjective, right? You know,
no, your barbecue is the best in Illinois, if not the United States, if not the world.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you, but
North America. At least.
I mean, you're also judging Dave's expertise on barbecue, right? I mean,
which is pretty extensive.
I'm sure. You have a plethora of knowledge, I'm sure.
I've got genes ranging from 34s up to 42s, so I can tell you how extensive my barbecue knowledge
is. It just depends, right?
He's the guru.
Sure.
It depends on how I'm feeling.
Is that what you started cooking, was barbecue? Or
yeah, we still do. I mean, that's what we're known for. Our Texas barbecue.
Got it.
But this was just like another addition to, you know, add something to our arsenal as well for catering and stuff like that.
Him and his wife, Christina. Rocket. And is your social media gentleman there still?
Jay. Yep.
Jay, he's still there? They do an amazing job.
That's cool.
So if you want to follow a great and support a local business, that's why I love supporting local family-owned businesses like you and Christina own that business, and Jay does an amazing job with the social media. You've got specials every single week?
Every day there's a special.
It tells you how much I pay attention to your social media.
Yeah.
Every day they have something special. You change up the menu every single day.
The menu stays the same, but we have one special every day.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay. like today we have the BBLT. So the brisket bacon lettuce tomato sandwich. It's a double decker sandwich.
Oh, man.
And it's got bacon and brisket, and it's really amazing.
Okay.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, exactly. I passed Palatine on my way home. I know you did. Yeah, I'm down.
Your dad, we had Greg on. He stopped over to get some chicken legs.
Oh yeah, what did he get?
He got something.
Yeah,
he got a couple. He got like six chicken legs.
Okay, I believe that.
And then he walked home with like 40 pounds of chicken.
Well, sure,
you know,
because it was like six in an order, and he didn't know what he was getting. Yeah,
he never knows.
He's like, give me six of those, and we're like, all right.
Are you sure, sir?
Yeah,
they had to come out with the wheel.
He was terrible at ordering food.
Oh yeah, with the forklift that laid down flat. Yeah,
he's got a big car.
Joe Hogle, Mega Bros. Joe, Mega Bros.
How many people are you feeding? Me. Judy. My wife, maybe my son. He's got a couple kids. Yeah.
It's funny. Phone number, location, website, one more time.
Our website, ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. I don't know the phone number off the top.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You just go
Google
ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. Your hours, you know the hours?
Yep, I do. Hours, so Wednesday through Saturday, we are there 11 till 8 o'clock. And then Sunday, we're there from 11 to 7. Phone number is approximately 847-701-8243. Shows you how many times I've called that.
With an assist from Ray
Well, you're working.
Thank you. You're
working. Why would you call your own number?
Get in the kitchen. Yeah. I don't know. Don't call me. Just go to the website.
Busy cooking.
If I'm calling that number, there's a problem.
Valid point.
Yeah.
All right. Chicago Culinary Kitchen at the corner of Hicks and Lake Cook Road in Palatine.
Yep.
Go to ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com. Check out the website. Everything you need to know is there. Sign up for a social media blast. Thanks for feeding us, everybody in the newsroom.
Anytime. Thank you.
Who's probably eating the pan right now because that's what newsroom people do.